Fee, are you there yet? Okay, if he is not there yet. Richard, would you go ahead and call the roll?
Sharam Avner.
A yes vote extends time for 10 minutes, a no vote does not.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Yes, for extension, was it, Andrea?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. Joe Gonzalez.
Excuse me.
You want to do it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, have at it.
Strom?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass, like before.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
I said yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
I want to pass.
Sean O'Brien?
Are we extending time or working
yes,
on
Yes, vote extends
field
time.
Of I'm confused. Is this a
yes, extension? Vote extends time.
Thank you, George. Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Summer Reese? Rico Ross? Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Alberto Luera? He's gone. Richard Uzel?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Jennifer Jaeger?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alonzo, not here. Campbell Johnson? Can't hear you, Campbell. Kimry Orendoff? Marcel Reed? Marcel, can't hear you. Jim Bennett?
Yes.
Ifeanyi Nwangaza, yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Point of information?
Joe Gonzalez?
After the vote.
No.
Rico Ross?
No.
Okay.
Madam Chair, before you announce...
After the vote. What's the vote? What's the vote, Afia?
Excuse me. She didn't call me.
I'm sorry. She's right. And your vote is?
No.
Okay.
Point of information, if they've completed...
After the vote. Would you please complete the vote?
Oh, I thought it was, George. I'm sorry.
One, two, three, four.
No, point of information. I might want to change my
five.
Vote here, George.
What's your question?
If we vote this down, will we go to an automatic vote on the motion?
Yes.
Okay. I want to change my vote. I misunderstood that. Thank you.
What do you want to vote?
So you want to vote no?
I want to vote no to the extension of time. I'm sorry, folks. It's getting confusing.
Okay, Ed. This is Sharam. Please, we'll change my vote to a no, too.
Okay. Okay, and I'll change mine. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's, and 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses, and 1 abstention.
Okay, so we've not extended time. We have to go to a vote on the two things that were in front of us. The first one was the amendment by Richard, which would redo the staff election at KPFK. Afia, would you take the roll call on that, please?
KPFK or A?
This is the staff election at KPFK.
Yes. make sure you say staff election at KPFK.
Okay.
The motion only addresses the amendment.
Okay. Shram McNair?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Joe Wanzawa?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Did you say, I couldn't hear you.
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Alberto Luera? It's not here. George. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson? Kimry Orendoff? Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Ifeah Wangaza, yes. Andrea Turner?
No.
I think that's the only one that I have for passing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, yes. One, two, three, four, five, no's. And one abstention.
Okay, the amendment passes. We'll now go to vote on the entire motion, which consists of declaration that Dan Siegel was not eligible for the election.
I'd like to amend that.
There's no time to amend anything. So we can only go to a vote on it, and that's in front of us. And that as a consequence, the election for directors there should be redone after appointing the next in line from the LSB election to replace him. Is that correct, Tracy?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Would you take the roll on that, please?
Shram Agnew?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joseph Wanzawa?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Can't hear you, Leslie. Summer
no.
Reed?
That's a no, Afia. This
okay,
is Leslie.
Got it.
Thank
got
you.
It. Summer Reed?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
We can hear
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Richard Uzel? Richard, can't hear you. Nia Bediako?
No.
Kathy
Hello?
Davis? Yes.
It's Richard. I want to vote yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alonzo's not here. Campbell Johnson. Kimmery Orendorf. Marcel Reed.
No.
Jim Bennett.
No.
Ifeah Wangari, yes. I don't think I had any passes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 noes.
Okay, so the motion passes as amended. Tracy, do you
George,
have? Yes?
George,
yes?
This is Nia. I'd like to give notice to rescind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tracy, do you have a motion from the committee, which we have 10 minutes for?
Yes, I do. Let me go and pull it up. I will need to find it, so if you could give me half a second to do that, I will do that. It shouldn't take long. Here we go. Okay, I believe this is the motion. It is a motion that the Pacifica National Board hereby accepts the result of the delegates' assemblies at WBAI, WPFW, and KPFT for the election of these stations' 2011 PNB directors, as well as the listener results at station KPFK. Those members elected and scheduled to be seated on January 28th are Nia Bediako, Carolyn Burden, Alex Steinberg, Kathy Davis at BAI, Marcel Reed, Campbell Johnson, Kimmery Orndorff, and Renee Bryce Laporte at PFW, Wesley Bethune, Bill Crozier, Teresa Allen, and Jessica Apollinaire at KPFT, and Summer Reese, Lydia Brazon, and Ken Aaron at KPFK.
Second.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
At a point of information, George, after Leslie's point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is this is clearly not coming from the coordinating committee. We got a message from you today that Richard had sent it to you and that you were presenting it as yours.
I agree with you.
How
it
does
not
this fall under the
committee?
Coordinate? Excuse me, may I finish my question?
Right.
How does this fall under the coordinating committee?
I agree with you. It is not coming out of the coordinating committee. It isn't the report. It isn't the motion that I thought Tracy was going to move, which was the one that the coordinating committee did in fact make, which was to set up the next meeting of the board to seat the new members.
Why don't you stop her?
Tracy, would you introduce that? That's something that absolutely essentially has essentially.
Point of information.
Yes.
Tracy is a bit confused, but yes, I will look for that earlier motion, which actually goes back several weeks. But I will look for it.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Thank you.
I believe Nia had a point of information first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
Nia,
did.
Go ahead and then.
I was going to ask, well, you know, this is Georgia and Stopper. Where in the bylaws does it say that we have to certify these? I've been around here quite a while. I've never seen this before. So I'd like to know what article or what section it says that we're supposed to certify these people. But since this is not what we should be talking about, I will wait. Thank you, Leslie.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes.
Motion been brought to the floor and seconded.
And I had a point of information, George?
That was actually a point of order.
Thank you, George. Thank you.
Point of information?
I'm gonna rule that the 10 minutes was set aside in order for us to deal with something which I think we absolutely must deal with. I think the motion in front of us is something that we could deal with and we probably should deal with, and I would speak more to Nia's objection about that. But the motion from the committee essentially was the recommendation to enforce the bylaws requirement that by the end of the January that the new board be seated. The PNB has not passed that yet. That exists so far just as a committee report, a committee recommendation to the board. It would have been introduced a week ago, had we actually had an open meeting, but we didn't have an open meeting. And so
exactly.
It needs to be introduced here in order to do what the bylaws require that we do. It seems to me that the PNB needs to authorize that.
Nope.
Point of information or order, I'm not sure which.
Well, whichever. What is it?
All right. Hasn't it been the standard practice of the PNB for, I don't know, at least for the last year, to allow motions to be brought forward by committee chairs as long as the motion falls within the purview of the given committee? This motion hasn't been debated or discussed in the committee, or am I just imagining this?
The motion that was just made a moment ago by Tracy was not...
And seconded.
And seconded. You are correct. It's a legitimate motion to be brought up. It's germane to what we're talking about. It's okay. However, I am concerned that we will, by taking this one up, never get to the motion that we absolutely have to have, I think, in order to be consistent with the bylaws, that the PNB, as the PNB, declares what this next meeting is supposed to do, which is in order to seat people and set some parameters for that meeting. So I would like to, since what we have is on the floor.
And I had a point of information, George?
Yes, go ahead.
I guess, am I not understanding that perhaps the reason this clarification as to who's like the undisputed elections is because we have, I'm speaking, thank you. Is because we have two disputed elections? Is that not the intent of that motion?
That was the intent of it.
Thank
correct.
You.
This is Tracy for the SPAC.
Yes, Tracy, go ahead.
Am I confused about the fact that in executive session at the last PNB meeting, you all passed something announcing that you were not, in fact, going to seat the new PNB board at this meeting on the 21st, that you were going to do so on the 28th? Having done so, has not the PNB already weighed in on this and agreed that those board members whose collections were uncontested, resolved by the 28th, would be seated on the 28th? I'm not clear what we're trying to do with that.
This is Leah George.
George.
Okay.
This is Leah George.
Let me respond to Tracy's question.
A point of information here.
Please let me respond to Tracy's question, which was also really a point of information, and I think it's an important one. My understanding is that we need to do this in open session. My understanding of what we did in executive session was to set this meeting now in order to do it. That apparently is not Tracy's understanding of it.
I did not realize we had to do it in open session. I assumed we had already done it because we did it in closed. If we're
information
redoing it.
Point of order, George. This is an issue I raised earlier, and you already ruled on it.
I'm sorry, what's the point of order?
Touché.
What's the point of order?
That I already raised this issue, that this was a done deal, and we didn't need this motion, and you ruled that we did.
That's right.
And point of information?
I don't think that's what I ruled, and in any case... It seems to me the situation we're at now is we have something in front of us.
Point of information.
Which has been made and seconded, and I think we need to go to take a vote on it. It is
out of order, George.
I'm sorry. If you want me to rule it in order again, I will rule it in order again. If we do not get to doing what the board is suggesting, then I will simply hold that meeting and conduct it in the way that the coordinating committee suggested as the chair. I think it needs to be done in open session,
committee.
But we are in fact have something else in front of us at the moment,
Mr. Chair.
And so I'm going to say it's in order. What's in front of us, we can vote on it. It's also germane. It's particularly germane to who's entitled to sit at that meeting. These are the people who are clearly entitled to sit at that meeting. So that will not
I'd like
be a question.
I'd like to challenge the ruling
meeting.
Of the chair.
Okay.
Second.
Let me say, what is the basis for your challenge, Leslie?
I'd like to speak to it, too, unless he's done.
What's the basis for your challenge?
This is not a coordinating committee motion, and it cannot be brought up, made, or seconded. And that
okay, we've already discussed that.
At this point
this is,
in the agenda.
It's dilatory at this point to make the same objection.
Point of
this,
information,
I've ruled it in order because it's relevant to what the coordinating committee task was, which was to figure out how to handle the seating of
and
the new board, given that we're not going to have a
chair.
Meeting. So I've already ruled it. It's dilatory to rule it again. I'm not going to accept it. As
it is not dilatory for me to challenge the ruling
challenge
of
the chair.
It's the same challenge as before for the same purpose. It is dilatory. Neil, what did you want to say?
Mr. Chair?
I would like to speak to this, George. I see exactly what's happening here, and I really, really am extremely disappointed that you don't like the results of elections, you vote to overturn them. And this precedent started at WBAI with the removal of the treasurer back in 2009. And you keep saying that you're not saying that this came from the coordinating committee, but you do say that.
This is also out of order.
Point of information,
what we have in
Mr.
front of
Chair?
Us is a motion.
No,
we
it's not, George. I have the floor.
I'm ruling you out of order.
You ask me a question?
I'm ruling
what?
You out of order, Nia. You're out of
what?
Order. You're out of
no,
order.
No, George, you're out of order.
I'm sorry. I'm the chair. I get to decide that question.
We're out of time.
We have in front of us a motion, which is to acknowledge the legitimate seating of the people who are on that list, the people whose election is uncontested. Is there any objection to that motion?
Yes.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Call
the question.
We don't need to call the question. We're out of time. Is there a motion to extend time? Okay, hearing none. We'll just go to a vote on this motion. Could you take the roll call, please, Afia? A yes vote sustains these folks as having been elected directors and are entitled to be at the next meeting.
Sean McNair?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
What are we voting
Sean
on?
O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
What is Mr. George said we're voting on? I don't know what we're voting on. I'm just too furious. What are we voting on?
We're voting on that the list of people who have had uncontested elections are legitimately elected to be directors of the PNB.
Absolutely not. This is shameful.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
I'm proud to vote yes.
Alonzo Brown? Campbell Johnson? Kimmery Orendorff? Marcel Reed?
No.
Jim Bennett?
No.
Ifeo Wangaza, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 4, 5 no's.
Okay, so the motion passes. We're out of time now for the coordinating committee. Next item on the agenda is the finance committee.
Point of information.
Yeah, point of information.
What happened to the last item of the coordinating committee in terms of what we're doing to transition this board?
We're out of time for the coordinating committee.
Okay, well, we were discussing time earlier. There was discussion that was being continued on those items. So, I mean, can one still make a motion to extend time 10 minutes so we can cover that issue?
Yes.
Well, we were operating
to extend 10 minutes.
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes to consider the last item from the coordinating committee? Hearing none. Tracy, would you make the motion, please?
I stepped away from the phone for a moment. I am making what motion?
Motion that the coordinating committee voted on to
at
the January 28th meeting and to make it all pro tem.
George, I'm sorry. I've been off the call for the past 5 minutes. I don't know what
point
you all are up to.
Information.
All right.
Excuse me.
Point of information. I think we're out of compliance, George, of the bylaws. This is really sad. So.
I'm sorry, but.
I know
it's
you're
it's a
sorry.
A point of order, not a point of information.
It must be stated, George.
What is the point that we're out of compliance with the bylaws at this point?
All right. I'm going to try to simplify the situation, and I think I'm making the motion, if I have this correctly, that on January 28th, the Pacifica National Board will seat the members cited in the previous motions for their permanent seats and elect officers pro tem to serve until the next in-person meeting, February 25th, in Houston. Is that correct, George?
Second, that is correct. There was one more piece to it that the new board can also set the time for their next meeting, which could be before the February 25th meeting if they want to.
Point of information?
I'm happy to accept that as an amendment.
Point of information?
Yes.
So does this include the old members in the disputed seats continuing on temporarily until those elections are held that we just voted on?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I object to the motion as being out of order. It is not, obviously not coming from the coordinating committee. It's being written on the fly by you and Tracy.
No, Tracy can't find it, and I'll go find it. It was reported by the coordinating committee,
and it
was reported to the board from the coordinating committee, and
Leslie,
the substance of it is exactly as Tracy says.
Yeah, that's
what I remember. Leslie, my apologies. I have 500 emails in my box. I have a job, which I'm actually doing at 8 o'clock at night while on this call, and I left for 10 minutes to go do something. I'm sorry. I'm not perfect.
It's not necessary to respond. In any case, that's the motion in front of us.
This was not an attack on Tracy. This was simply an objection that this is out of order.
Okay. I ruled it is in order because it really is the report from the, it really is the motion from the committee.
Oh, no.
I was on.
No, it's not.
It was sent out weeks ago, folks.
I'm sorry. That the ruling is that this, in fact, was the committee report that exactly as Tracy said, that it would be on the 28th, that we will seat the new delegates then, that the elections would be for pro tem officers. The first election would be for, of course, the pro tem chair, and that the board would be entitled, and that the new board could. The only other business would be the setting of a new meeting if they chose to do so. That was exactly what came out of the coordinating committee meeting.
I'd like to offer a substitute motion.
I have just forwarded the correct motion to this body.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is the wording the same as what I was just giving?
And is it any different from what I said?
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, if you would.
1. The incoming board will be seated via telephone conference on January 21st, 2011. 2. The meeting will be a special meeting. 3. The bylaws notice requirements for special meetings will be followed. 7 days notice with a specified agenda and no business conducted other than what is on the agenda. The meeting will be convened with this agenda. 1. Seating of new members. 2. Election of chair pro tem. Then the chair pro tem facilitates 3. Election of vice chair pro tem and secretary pro tem.
4, setting meeting dates for the period January 22nd, 2011, I think that's a Scrivener's error, to February 25th, 2011 is appropriate. 4, George Ryder to draft a letter to all LSBs explaining the situation. 5, all 2011 Pacific and National Board members will secure airline reservations to Houston, Texas on or before February 9, 2011.
Point of information.
Mr. Chair, this is Richard Uzzell. I'd like to second Leslie's motion.
No,
not Leslie's
not
motion.
My motion.
She's reading what came out of the committee. Thank you for finding it for us.
But point of information.
But you already amended and passed some modified motion of that last week because
right.
The original motion was the 21st. You've already changed it to the 28th.
Right.
Yes, we have.
You've already acted on that motion.
Well, point of information, please.
The motion in front of us is as it came, as Leslie just read it, with the date change till the 28th, obviously.
George, point of
yes,
information?
Who's asking for point of information? Go ahead.
Summer. I tried to bring this up earlier, but it came to my attention that the people who have been elected to the new PNB, at least in our signal area, weren't aware of any of the actions that we've taken. I don't know what happened in the chain of command, but didn't know they weren't being seated tonight, and I had to tell them that it was being put off till the 28th. But I do think it is important to cover these matters and get them straight in the open stream so that we, you know, everybody knows what we're doing.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you.
Yes, and the chairs of all the meetings were, of all the LSBs were notified.
Well, it may have been an error locally. I wasn't trying to pin down where the communication gap fell down, but somewhere it did. Thank you.
So, that's what's in front of us. We have certainly no more than 10 minutes for this.
I would like to offer a substitute motion.
Okay. What's your substitute?
Point of information.
Yes, Richard.
Weren't we... 2 points of information. Aren't approving the budgets an important thing? And weren't we going to do that tonight? Can't we stop this and go do that?
Oh, no.
We extended time for 10 minutes, and what we have in front of us for the next however many minutes there are left is exactly what Leslie just read, and with the change of the January 21st to January 28th. So would you please make your substitute motion?
Thank you. And I'm making this partly informationally, whether it gets support or not, but I sent out something right before the meeting. And this is why I voted originally against postponing till February 25th, the in-person meeting. I reread all the sections of the bylaws earlier that apply to this. It's clear from the bylaws that seating and election of officers are supposed to occur at a regular meeting, in-person meeting, which is what the January meeting is. According to the construction of the bylaws, January, March, June, and September are in-person meetings and are regular meetings. And it's clear the intent of the bylaws is that people be seated at regular meetings. It clearly says that you can't conduct regular meetings via telephone. Those are special meetings, and it's clear you shouldn't be seating people at special meetings because there's no provision for that. Mine is a practical suggestion, which is that since we are redoing an election at one station and part of an election at another station, therefore leaving up in the air the composition of part of the PMB, and there's nothing in the bylaws requiring us to have this marathon of meetings that we meet every 2 weeks. We are meeting in January. We move down the in-person meeting to February. What's really required in the bylaws is 4 annual regular meetings, which will still be accomplished as long as there are 4 in-person meetings during the year. Everything else is a special meeting at the discretion of the chair and the board. No one is robbing incoming members of anything by simply scheduling the next meeting, which the next duly sessioned meeting could be the February 25th meeting, by which time the elections will have been sorted out. They will know who their PNB directors are. They can book travel, and everyone gets seated. Nobody's being robbed of governance to simply say, we don't conduct more business, but the next regularly scheduled meeting is when we seat people. To me, it's cleaner, it's neater, and it's actually in more compliance with the bylaws. So I would move that we seat people then. We move on with approving our budgets, and that will have sorted out who everyone is. Frankly, even the election of officers pro tem, I think it's neater. So anyway, I reread and read and read, and we're picking which part of the bylaws we wish to adhere to, and I don't see that there's actually any genuine loss to the incoming board to not have a telephone meeting to try and hash out who temporary officers are.
I'm going to rule that is out of order on the grounds that there is another piece of the bylaws that says that the new members must be seated by the end of January.
Okay.
Now, you are correct. That was intended to be an in-person meeting. Our feeling was that it is a much bigger imposition to not seat people for a full month rather than to have a technical violation of the bylaws, which is to seat them at a telephone meeting and allow them to actually be empowered to have another meeting if they want, but in any case, to have them seated at the end of January, as the bylaws also require. So I'm going to rule that out of order as
we're out of time.
With that piece of the bylaws. Can we go to a vote on this so we can get on to doing the budgets?
Please.
Can you read the or just the intent of the original motion, which is just to seat everyone next week? Is that
that's
one right. Recap?
Yes, to seat everyone next week to encourage them to allow them to elect pro tem officers to and also to encourage them to buy tickets 2 weeks in advance of the in-person meeting, and to allow them to conduct another meeting where they can do whatever they want if. Before
that. And this includes the provision that the old members from the contested districts are serving in those spaces.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So would you take a vote on that? You're out of time.
Strom, can't hear you. Tracy Rosenberg.
Pass.
Andrea Turner.
Pass.
Joe Gonzalez.
Yes.
Can you hear you, Joe?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien.
Yes.
Leslie Radford.
I'm sorry, pass.
Summer Reese.
Abstain.
Rico Ross. Bill, can't hear you, Rico. Dozier?
Yes.
Alberto Luera? Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Nia? Can't hear you,
yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jennifer Jaeger?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Pass.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. Jim Bennett?
Abstain.
Jim Bennett, yes.
Ifia Wangaza, yes. Leslie Radford?
No, I can't condone the seating.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No, I can't either.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
And Kim Marie abstain. Welcome, Kim Marie.
Shram Magmir. Can't hear you, Shram.
This is Nia.
Yes.
George, can I have a point of information?
Someone has their music playing in the background. Would you please?
Yeah, we need something.
What's your information?
Wait a second. I want to make sure I'm clear here. So we're going to seat the new people, and the ones that were illegally not seated, the same old folks are going to sit in their stead?
Unless the elections are held before them.
Okay. Right. Then I change my vote. No, I can't agree with anything like that. No. No.
That's Jim. I changed my vote to no as well.
Rico here. I'd like to abstain. And a point of personal privilege when the time is appropriate.
Okay.
Okay. So let's
see. This is Richard. I'd like to have a point of personal privilege also.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. One. God, this is brutal. One, two. Wait a minute. Let me do a different one. One, two, three, four, five abstentions. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight yeses. And one, two, three, four noes.
Okay, so the motion passes. Rico, what was your point of privilege?
I had to leave a meeting, and I wanted to also say I've got three motions coming up. I don't know if we'll get to them, but the one about programming, I would ask if maybe my representative from KPFK, Leslie Radford, would motivate it. And the other one is Bill Kozier is also co on it, and maybe he can motivate that one. And the last motion I have is self-motivating.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Richard?
Hi, Rico.
Yes, one of the directors just got through saying that the good work that we're doing tonight is illegal. I think that's way overboard and out of line, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay.
George, and this is a point of personal privilege. First of all, what I said was to illegally not seat the people, and that is true. I mean, so I don't know. I didn't say all the work that was done tonight. I mean, dang near, but I didn't say all of it.
I stand corrected.
Can we move on? What's in front of us is the motion from, is approving the budgets. Summer, I presume you're going to have to lead that. Alberto's no longer on the call.
Sure, and I'm going to need LaVarne here. As we discussed, I believe last week we discussed, we have the National Office budget. We have the Pacifica Radio Archives budget. The last time we chewed on we have the WBAI budget. WPFW, my God. And
should we do the ones which have been there longest first?
Well, and of course, KPFK is non-budget, but it sounded like maybe there's been some progress since our Tuesday meeting, so I would want LaVarne to elaborate if there's been some closing of the budgetary vision there. So I guess probably National Office and PRA. LaVarne, would you agree? I would say those are probably the first ones. Well, and WPFW as well, and BAI. So, and we'll take KPFK last because it's, the worst. So, LaVarne, do you want to present on National Office first and then on PRA in terms of revenue? Oh. I would say major revenue and expense, and we should probably do that with the budgets and explain anything that hasn't been explained. Unfortunately, no one came onto the call on Tuesday besides those of us usual suspects who are already on National Finance to discuss the budgets yet further. So there were no P&B members who came on to
Summer, can I raise a point of order here?
Of course.
Thank you.
I would like the board to consider the WBAI budget first. I've been with the BAI general manager who helped put the budget together. He's been waiting patiently throughout this meeting.
Oh, of course. If you've got Bertolt standing by, of course. I was just going thinking PRA and National Office are faster. No, of course, WBAI and then maybe WPFW since Bertolt worked on them as well. Okay, and we'll work
together. WBAI will undoubtedly chew up more contention, but we need to get through it.
Well, and if we could, everyone, try to be patient. Let's just try to get through all of them. And, some of these things have been kicking around.
This is Tracy for the stack.
Can we get on with it?
No. Would you put a motion in front of us before we go any further?
Yes, I would move that we approve the WBAI, WPFW, National Office, and Pacifica Radio Archives budgets. That's out of committee. I wasn't present on every one of those votes personally, so this is from the committee, National Finance Committee, because those budgets were approved from the Finance Committee, and the KPFK budget was not approved from the Finance Committee. Oh, I apologize. Correction for the record. PRA was not approved through the Finance Committee because there were some numbers that were put in right at the end. We didn't have any dispute with
the PRA budget. It was just there were some finalizing numbers, so it came directly to the PNB. So we would still move that be approved, though. Thank you.
Okay. Let me say I want to appreciate the work that the National Finance Committee did. They had a meeting that was 5 hours long in order to get to the point we're at now. Thank you for doing that, all of you who were involved. So in front of us is a motion to approve the PFW, the BAI, the National Office,
Radio Archives, Pacifica Radio Archives.
And the Pacifica Radio Archives budget. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I would ask, Lavarne, point of information, has something moved in the KPFK budget to account for the shortfall that would allow its approval since we last spoke on Tuesday?
Lavarne, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Good. The issue was the listener support, so the staff at KPFK actually reduced the listener support to $3 million even versus $3.2 million.
Right.
That's what I sent out to...
And what did they use to close the budget side on the expense portion?
Well, that was to more conservatively project the revenue, the listener support revenue versus...
Okay, well, we can discuss it when we get to that. Okay, if you don't mind, George, I wouldn't mind waiting until we get to KPFK to move one way or the other on that, okay, personally.
Okay,
so,
that's fine. It's not in front of us yet, so we don't have to do anything.
Yeah, if we could, maybe we could just go ahead and jump into WBAI. I'd like to, hear from Lavarne, Alex, and Bertolt, so Bertolt can illuminate and people can ask questions. Which one of the three would like to start first to present on the... Bertolt? Because maybe
yes.
We could... Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi there.
Hi.
I think, since we're going to try and get through all these budgets as expeditiously as possible, and hopefully members have taken an opportunity to look at them, if you could... present just on what the revenue and expense side and what the compromise has been made on the central services. And there's certain things that can't be discussed in open session, so we'll see how we cover that when we get there. Hopefully, members have at least looked at these budgets. So.
Well, in gross, we are projecting... This net support income of about $2.4 million. So our total revenue is projected to be about $3.2 million. Our total expenses would be about $3.178 million. So we'll have a net of $45,847 before central service. Since Central Service and PRA, National Office, Central Service and PRA would add up to 464, we will be short of 418,959 in the red. The National Finance Committee had some issues with that, and we issued a statement, and issued a statement, and there was some agreement all as of what WBAI was going to pay to our central service, and I was asked to come up with a contingency plan that would show, since it's not proven, so it was not in the budget, that we're projecting another $136,000 that we might be able to raise that would go straight towards paying central service, which would still leave us short about $300,000, $282,000 towards paying central service, but would be better than we've done the past 5-10 years. There's also a contingency plan passed by the National Finance Committee that we have to be prepared to take certain actions in case we do not meet our goals. The budget was based on the assumption that fulfillment rate is going to be about 73.9%. And just wanted to add that as of right now, our fulfillment rate is already at 73%, although we are probably only a few weeks after we have completed a fund drive, so we have like about 20 mailings of follow-up for cash pledges that we have not even acquired yet. Our December fund drive reached 78.9% fulfillment rate to date, and we expect it to go higher. I mean, the last time we reached anything close to 78% fulfillment rate was like in 2008. So, the reservation about our ability to reach a 73.9% fulfillment rate, I think, has been shattered. So that's one less thing you probably have to worry about at this point.
Okay, thank you, Berthold. I think so we can move through each budget, if we could take questions on each budget as they arise after we go through the income and expense line, because obviously at National Finance we have chewed over all the individual lines of what does that mean and the other, but if it's okay with you, George, and for you,
yes.
Berthold, is there anything else specific on the budget that you want to cover before we take questions?
Well, I can say that there has not been much change in our expenses. It's been pretty steady compared to the previous year. Our expenses have only increased by 5%, and most of these are due to our projection that since we have been, diligently addressing increasing fulfillment rate and increasing sending out premium to members who have problems, I've anticipated spending more money buying premium and spending money on mailing the premiums from the past 2-3 years that we've been trying to address.
But that's so, directly linked.
Which I think has directly impacted our ability to increase our fulfillment rate.
Of course, okay.
Can I make a couple of statements before we take questions?
Yes, please, Alex. I would appreciate if you would.
Just in general, I just want the members of the board to understand that WBI has some extraordinarily onerous expenses, and that we cannot simply run away from them at this point. We have, as you know, Bertel's pointing me at some of the numbers. Office rent, $325,000. Tower rent, $396,000. LaVarne earlier talked about this license fee for the transmitter. We have certain problems here that that need to be addressed, and that explain why we are in the red despite our best due diligence effort to present you with a balanced budget. I can say that we're optimistic that the budget we presented is, of course, based on reality and what we've achieved in the past. I'm optimistic personally that we can do better than that, but we just can't put that in the budget as such because we don't have the track record. But we do have some indications that we're going to do better than expected. For instance, the rise in fulfillment rate. We had a very, very successful 2-day fund drive over the Martin Luther King weekend. What's the total number on that, Berthold? 78.9% fulfillment rate. Now, how much revenue did we get?
$135,000.
No, you're talking about December. I'm talking about the Martin Luther King weekend.
$80,000.
It's about $80,000 in 2 days. Well, that's something we haven't done in a while. I just want you to be aware of that background when you consider this budget. That's all.
Thank you, Alex. And I wanted to ask one other thing of Berthold. The central services line to the national office is contemplated right now at 5%, correct? And is the remainder booked as a payable to the national office?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Berthold?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean, we're not losing this in historical record. It's there. I guess I'd like to say something about an issue before we move on to discussion of BAI's budget further that came up earlier during the CFO report, which was the question of moving WPFW and WBAI. And we raised these issues on National Finance at the beginning of the year, and they were not resolved.
I think they're things we're going to have to tackle in the coming year, and I think that when we are discussing things like national fund drives and things of that nature and how that offsets unpaid central services and that sort of thing, that as a foundation we need to look at these major expenses for two of our stations and consider some of these national funders and other joint efforts in the year to come in order to pay for these things, because they're not represented in these two budgets, and of course these are expenses that will be coming up, but we are a foundation, so we should think of it in a larger, more global foundational sense and not just the two individual stations. So I'd like to go ahead and take questions for the WBAI budget and then see where we can get to and move on to the next one. Are there any questions for WBAI?
Well, this is Leslie. I could ask something. Hi. Okay. It goes to what you were just talking about, Summer, and I'm looking at a 2010 actual for officers that is the same as 2011, and no moving expenses here or in the national office. I have still trouble with a budget that, frankly, doesn't confront the reality that our contract is going to be over and assumes that we will continue at the same site at the same rent. And I'd just like somebody to speak to why you use those numbers and what
we can hear bells in the background. I got your question, Leslie. And Bertolt, could you please clarify for us when the contract for WBAI is actually up and when WBAI has to physically either deal with that contract or move?
Okay, I would love to. Our contract is over on December 31st, 2012.
2012. That's what I thought. So it's not that we can ignore it, but it's at the end of 2012.
Yeah, something that we can ignore. There's something that also that I didn't put in the budget. But we are addressing, aggressively meeting and looking at locations with real estate agents. I have a pretty good idea what it would cost to move and to buy our own place, which makes sense as opposed to spending $35,000 a month that do not belong to us after the fact. We know that the properties in New York City for about 13,000 square feet is running around $6 million, plus or minus expenses to build and to build a studio. So we're talking about an ideal world, with $7 million something plus or minus, we can comfortably move. So we more or less live on our lean. We are aware of those numbers. We know that we have to generate a solid capital campaign. I have a temporary development director pro bono. Pro bono is very important because I can get them all the time to help me start reaching out to people. We have generated a list of major donors, and we're going to go cold and start talking to people. So these things are things that are not proven, so we did not really want to bring them to this discussion or to the budget, but bottom line is we are looking at these things,
Thank you.
I know Arlene wants to talk to this a little bit.
Sure. Arlene, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, did you want to have some input here on these moving situations in terms of how they impact the 2011 budget? Arlene?
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah,
I'm
just
sorry.
Whatever you want to have, whatever input you want to have in terms of what your outlook is on the, major donors or the moving situation, just for both of those signal areas. Thank you.
In terms of major donors at WPFW, I definitely think that John Hughes has some contacts and is making some moves in that direction. And I've heard several people mentioning that they have to move this year. Now they've got to be finding space and be getting started probably this year. And so certainly by the very beginning of the 2012 budget, they're going to need significant funds probably starting, if assuming they move with WBAI, that's not an absolute certainty. Certainly with W it is, because they're going to tear the building down. And we did, we've started some major meetings involving the technical staff and John Hughes and myself. We spent 2 hours yesterday on it, and we laid out a schedule and got started. But major outlays, I think, will actually fall into the 2012 budget for both of those.
Okay, thank you.
In terms of major donors, it's certainly going to be one of our big pushes this year. Now that I'm turning some of my attention away from director searches, hopefully I can help with that. And I know that Bertholdt's already doing some work in New York, and as I say, I think John Hughes definitely has some contacts that hopefully will pay off in Washington.
Thank you, Arlene. Okay, so are there other questions besides Leslie's? Do other members have questions regarding the WBAI budget before we take a vote on it?
Bill?
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, and thank you so much for all the work from the NFC and Bertholdt on the budget. The versions I've gotten from that, and actually most of the budgets still have, I keep having problems opening them without errors. They're referencing cells in other spreadsheets that I don't have. So
we feel you, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to, sorry to keep, you know, saying that over, but I wasn't sure. What is the net deficit in the budget? Because I can't see that because of the errors that I'm getting. Or is there a net deficit in the budget now?
Bertholdt, do you want to elaborate on that again? I mean, how this, it's basically the central services are what are causing the deficit, because they're not paying the same rate of central services, but they haven't been paying any central services. So, Bertholdt, if you could give the actual cash position. I think there was an actual small surplus of cash based on their calculation of central services, with the rest of it being a payable. But Bertholdt, can you please elaborate?
It's a net of $46,000.
There you go.
And if central service is a negative of $4,800.
I'm sorry,
okay,
negative
that's
of
with,
how
that's
much?
With the, go ahead, sir.